Hola, llama Alicia Girón. I am of the Universidad Nacional Autónoma de México, which is one of the most biggest university of the Latin American countries. And the paper that I presented is about the banking system in Latin America, especially using the case of Argentina, Brazil, and Mexico. But in the presentations, it is more open because when I finished this paper, I was reading the paper and I said, well, we have to put it in the context of the financial crisis. So first, I will begin with this quotation of William Steinlenz, and it says that currency is the science of economy, but the squaring of the circle is to geometry or perpetual motion to mechanism. This, it, for me, it is very important because I think that one of the most important things, how the IMF is and the Group of 20 and all the international financial systems are expecting the crisis is because for them, the monetary problems are very, very important. So, but when we see, if we want to know something about Latin America, one of the things that we have to understand how does it work, the internationalization of the financial circuits, we have to see what is the Latin American history and also how Latin America had been integrated to international markets and to the financial circuit. So we have to center in the theory of the non-neutrality of money, that it is explained in Mitchell Innes, in What is Money, piece of paper, in the article, The Credit Theory of Money, and also in The State of Money and The Treatise of Money, that it calls the theory of the charter limits. And also, this is the other phase of how do we see the money, and this is perhaps one of the most theory that has been done in Latin America during the last three decades. So we have to see that Latin America was engaged with the Bretton Woods systems. So all the banking system, the financial system of Latin America was they were regulated. All the financial systems were regulated by the Bretton Woods system. But after 1971, after the devaluation of the dollar, well, I said that it is a post-Bretton Woods, and began the deregulation and liberalization financial process in these countries. So one thing that it is also very important is to have, when we made the research, is that we have to take Minsky hypothesis of the instability, and that the crisis are very frequently in our region. Well, this is just a comic to say, well, what happened with all these crises and how the market was all the circuits were like that, like the comic. So come on. Well, how we see the crisis? Well, we have. Well, let me go to this one. That during the deregulation and recession process, Latin America has several crises. I think that the first one was that when all the monies were devaluated during the 70s, then the external debt crisis during the 80s, then we had the banking crisis during the 90s, and the last crisis that we had is in Argentina in 2001. But how do we how Latin America inserted in this crisis? Because if many of you maybe has read all the position of the Latin American governments during the last during the last year, they said that always they were questioning what crisis. Latin America is not going to have any crisis because we have a decoupling and whatever. And I said that Latin America, by the financialization and securitization process inserted in the financial crisis, especially by the commodities of the prices, because Latin America hasn't changed the model. So, what is the why does Latin America is going to be very, the financial crisis is going to be held with a lot of intensity, and it is because the structural contradictions of the development model that it is based for by several reasons. So here's another comic, because how they say all the presidents and even Cristina Fernandez, Calderón, Venezuela, Ecuador, everybody said health crisis. And after Lehman Brothers, all the Latin American monies devaluated. So first of all, it's because Latin America is exporter of primary goods. And this, the high prices of the exportation have been our commodities, and part of these commodities have been in the financial and speculation. The other thing that it is very important for Latin America is the loss of sovereignty of the central bank. All the central banks during the 80s and during the 90s, we had a financial reform where the central bank lost won the independence, and the first aim of the central bank is the targeting inflation. So they just take from the first article the word development. Anymore, the central bank has as the principal goal development. It is inflation targeting. So this is, if we see from, if we relate this with employment of large resort, the construction of the model is not to give employment. So the other thing that it is very important, and it is the reason why I make the paper, is the penetration of the foreigners in the banking system. We have lost, at least there are, we can compare Mexico and Brazil. For example, in Mexico, we can say that 90% of the banks are of foreigners. In Brazil is the other way. It's 80% of the banks are from Brazilian, even they are public banks from the state, or both from they are even the commercial banks are Brazilian. In Mexico, we lost the development banks. We only have two principal banks that now they are trying to make only one development bank. This is very important because if you see that the banks are the other hand of the economic development. So what else? Well, what does the implications of the financial crisis? During the period 2003-2008, we have been, the region has been growing at an average of 5%, 5.8%. The unemployment and poverty rates has been decreased, and the remittance occupied an important place. So we can say that during this period that there was a macroeconomic macroeconomic equilibrium. So what are the projections? The projections even for ECLAC is that are significantly lower for 2009, and the governments must make a big effort to put counter-cyclical policies in order to ward off an even sharper economic decline. So the last ECLAC day and data is that Latin American countries will have a 1.9% during 2009. So if we were having a 5.8 during the last period. Now we will decrease to 1.9. Of course, the unemployment will raise, and the remittance is another point that it is very important, especially for Mexico, because Mexico had at least until last year $20 billion, and now during the last few months have decreased $4 billion. So here I have some graphics. Okay, they are separated. I put the Prince of Argentina, Brazil, and Mexico, and Latin America. The one that it is in red is Latin America, which it will be the average. But you can see that since the end of 2006, in the beginning of the crisis, we see the decrease of the economic growth. So these are, for example, Venezuela, Ecuador, Bolivia. This is the Andean countries. Venezuela also, before 2006, has been decreased. It has been decreasing, and this is the other countries like Colombia, Peru, and Chile that are the same. Well, one of the things that it is going to impact a lot of the crisis is that this the decrease of the commodities, of the prices of the commodities, is that in countries like Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Mexico, and Bolivia, 30% of the total fiscal revenues come from oil and natural gas production. So this will decrease the budget of these countries. And, for example, it will be less in Argentina, Chile, Colombia, and Peru, which will only be the 18%. At least, ECLAC predicts a fall in the fiscal revenue of these countries from 24.7% of GDP to 22.3%. Well, here is the fiscal income, the central government. You can see at least how they have been. This is until 2007, because I didn't have the last days. But one of the countries that it is more affected in its economy is Mexico, and it is because it is very well integrated by the NAFTA agreement. So it is cyclical, the economy of Mexico, to the very close to USA. Well, I have already told you about the change of the central bank, and there have been some changes in Argentina with the finish of the currency board, but in Ecuador, especially they just can't do. We have been talking and we have been interviewing, for example, the Minister of Finance in Ecuador, and even if they have a new government, they want to make other things. One of the problems in Argentina is that the money is the American dollar. So they just can't change the monetary policy because one of the pattern of their model is sustained in their, especially in the oil and in other commodities. So, well, let's go to the banks. Well, this is the total external debt. We have already see how have been. So this is part of the paper, and the thing what we want to say in this, in why do we make this research, and what we want to say. Well, here you can see that the most important bank, the foreigners' most important banks in Latin America, are the Spanish banks. And here is in percentage, BBVA, which is the biggest bank in Mexico, it is it has 70% of their assets come from Mexico, and the other assets are of in Argentina with 6.97, Chile 9.47, Colombia 44%, and then it comes Santander, which is has even in here in UK, the AB Bank. It has 34% of the assets in Mexico, and in Chile 24%. But what is the important? What is the important of this chart? Well, if we relate the assets to the profits, you can see that, for example, the profits of Mexico, the profits of that they take from that they have from Mexico is 66%, and for example, from Chile is 20% of the region, and for example, from Venezuela is 11%. One of the other bank that it is also very, very important is Citigroup, and it is very important because Citigroup, well, everybody knows the problems that they had last year, how the government, how USA capitalized Citigroup, but how the profits that they took from Mexico is 123. They are bigger. They are the. It is a very profitable bank, and in other regions it isn't as profit as in Mexico, but it is the. It is a very good example of why these all of the profits that they are not invested in Mexico. Most of them goes to the matrix of the Citigroup. Well, here are in million of dollars the data, but I think it's only the ones that are in percentage we just hit. And well, now here I will just pass the GDP, the public expenditure. The terms of goods, let me see. This is, I took the chart, and this is how they are making the stimulus. For example, I take this from Brazil, in Argentina, and Mexico, how they are trying to make the fiscal stimulus that they have already had. With this, I think, this is the projections of the IMF. Everybody is well, I think this is a very fantasy, at least, because everybody's thinking that in 2010 the economic is growing, but we don't know. It is very difficult how it is going, this crisis. And with this, I will finish. Okay.